38. Women in the Workplace. After more than 4 hours of exploring, Zen and I had finally made our way to the final chamber of the dungeon. We'd killed enough demons that my assassin job had made it to level 10 already. It was an interesting job because it stacked everything in agility. I'd yet to see a job put everything in one stat like that. I guess it made sense. It was built around maximizing damage dealt in a single hit delivered to an unaware opponent. It had no need for anything but agility, really. Leaning into that concept, I had dumped all of my bonus points into agility as well. As a result, my damage had skyrocketed. With the improved backstab assassins had, I could nearly kill lesser demons in a single hit. What little health they had was finished off by my ever-growing collection of poison vials. We fought a lot more Lilins than I'd expected after the first encounter. The only thing that concerned me was the fact that we'd yet to see a single thief from the guild. Not even a trace of them remained other than what we'd found outside. As if on cue, however, as soon as I thought this, the door to the final chamber opened up and out walked two guild members. They were obviously Thieves Guild because they were both humans dressed the part. I looked them over with perception just in case. Jamie, level 1 rogue, level 10 thief, Thieves Guild. Percival, level 3 rogue, level 8 thief, Thieves Guild.
Easy, fellas. I reckon you're the ones sent by the guild leader to find us, yeah? Well, this is a hell of a story, boys, so strap in,
Percival, the shorter of the two, said.
See, we'd been exploring these sewers and found a path up into a vault belonging to some lord or some such. Problem is, he continued, is that we got penned in by the demons when they set up shop here. I reckon you cleared them out if you made it this far. We got a favor to ask, if that's the case.
Go on, I said, growing more suspicious. This seemed too convenient. I kept working my skill, hoping to catch something else while he continued. Jamie spoke up this time.
We need you to bring our guild leader here to our spot so he can help us decide how to clear out this vault properly and get everything back, he said.
Perception has increased to 23. Jamie, level 1 rogue, level 10 thief, Thieves Guild. Status, charmed. Percival, level 3 rogue, level 8 thief, Thieves Guild. Status, charmed. Oh, shit. Okay, just one question, guys, I said as I drew my hand crossbows. How did you know who we were? Neither responded with words. They simply drew their short swords and prepared to attack. I didn't give them a chance to land a hit as I shot both with bolts coated in a sleep-inducing poison. Since I was relying on daggers so much, I'd coated my hand crossbow bolts in it in case we needed to incapacitate something instead of kill it. As soon as they hit the ground, Zen and I tied them up and gagged them to keep them out of our hair, since I wasn't sure if or when that charm would wear off. We just finished up when we heard a voice call from the main chamber.
Oh, what is taking those big strong men so long to get our guests inside? I do hate being kept waiting,
came a voice so sweet it was unnatural. He could practically hear the owner of the voice pouting as she finished.
Jack? She said she hates to be kept waiting, and I know you're nothing if not a gentleman, he said with a smirk.
I was more convinced than ever that the job he had equipped affected his personality somewhat. Zen, you're right, I said, as I reloaded my crossbows in case there were more thieves inside. Let's not keep our host waiting a moment longer. We entered the room with all the swagger we could muster and saw the last thing either of us expected in this place. All around us, thieves were sitting around being fed fruits by beautiful, scantily clad women with smiles on their faces. Each one absolutely focused on the thief in front of them. A quick glance around counted 6 thieves and an equal number of women, save the one in the center of it all. Sitting on a velvet-covered throne was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. In fact, she was unnaturally beautiful. My initial ogling was quickly replaced by a great discomfort, as if I was looking at something that shouldn't be. Perception has increased to 24. Agrat, Greater Succubus, level 50. HP, 10,000 of 10,000. Succubus? Charmed? Oh. Oh, fuck, I thought as my brain put two and two together. I realized we were all going to be royally screwed if she charmed me, so I did the first thing I could think of and switched to the merchant job in the hopes that the increased willpower would let me resist. Next, I scanned the rest of the women. Lesser succubus, level 15, HP 1000 of 1000.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. I must say I'm impressed. I did not think that just two men could make it through my defenses,
she said with a smirk as she considered the two of us.
It's even more shocking that one of you is just a merchant.
Her voice showed she was truly surprised by my job. Well, not just a merchant, I said, reaching out towards her. A flick of my wrist brought my remaining wand to bear, and I launched a fire attack before Agrat could react. You hit Agrat for 200 damage. Since I didn't see her move, I launched the remaining charges at her. My notifications told me that each attack landed and dealt another 200 damage. By the end of the barrage, she should have been at 90% health. As the fire finally cleared, I could see the smoke rising from the ashes of the throne Agrat was sitting in before.
Not bad, merchant. I assume you bought yourself some parlor tricks? Why don't you be a good boy and show me what else you have?
She said from the smoke cloud. Charm resisted. No thanks. I'm not the kind of guy to show you everything on the first date, I replied as I put the wand away and pulled out two flash grenades. The smoke cleared finally and Agrat was standing there in her true form. Her skin had taken on a purplish tint, and her hair had turned solid black. She had a small pair of bat-like wings on her back that looked as if they were barely functional.
You resisted? Interesting, she said as she cocked her head to the side. Ladies and gentlemen, I do hate to interrupt the festivities, but please be dears and kill these two for me.
I was hoping you'd say that, I said, as I threw the flash grenades into the air. Everyone in the room looked up to see what I'd thrown, which meant every person in the room except Zen and I were blind just seconds later. First priority was putting the thieves to sleep. I worked my way around the room, hitting each one with two darts to make sure they stayed asleep long enough for us to deal with the remaining demons. Once that was out of the way, I decided to take full advantage of the blind effect. I moved in on one of the lesser succubi as I switched to assassin. Zen moved opposite from me, and we started tearing our way through them with backstabs. By the time the flash grenades wore off, we were finishing up the last of them. Well, Agrat, ready to surrender? I said, brandishing my sleep-ready crossbows after I switched back to merchant.
Oh, hon, do you think that you're winning? She said. I haven't even started yet.
As she finished speaking, she brought her hands up and forcefully thrust them back towards the ground. A wave of force shot out from her body and slammed us into the walls of the room. You received 200 damage.
Ouch. It feels like my ribs just broke, I thought as I stood up.
I reached for a potion, but before I could get to one, Agrat violently thrust her hands into the air. Immediately, flame exploded out from the floor. You received 300 damage.
Oh, you're still alive?
She said as she looked at me.
Good. We can continue play.
Her words were cut short as a large crossbow bolt hit her stomach.
We don't have long, Jack. I coated it with as much sleep poison as I could, but I got a notification saying it was partially resisted.
Elixirs, now! I shouted. I chugged a healing potion to get my health full, then started in on stat-boosting elixirs and fire resistance potions. Each elixir added 75 points, which I couldn't complain about too much, even if it wasn't the max boost. It would be enough. I just doubled my health. I also had another idea.
Alfred, how does charm work? I asked my guide.
It had been some time since I'd gone to him with a question.
It forces the victim to follow orders and act in the caster's best interests for the duration of the effect. If the caster is killed or the victim takes damage, the effect ends early.
Perfect. Zen, stay thief. I'm switching back to assassin. I have an idea, but I get the sneaking suspicion you won't like it, I said.
Is it a stupid plan? He asked.
Depending on how you look at it. Personally, I think it's genius, I replied defensively.
So it's definitely a stupid plan.
I ignored my companion's negativity and set about reapplying the strongest poisons we had to my daggers.
Once completed, I pulled out a bottle of one of the very weak minor poisons we'd found. It was in what looked like an alchemist's lab, so I'm fairly certain it was a failed attempt that the assassins didn't bother with. We continued to watch Agrat for signs of movement, but none were coming, so I had Zen load another bolt and get ready to blast her. She sat up with a yawn, though, and saved us the trouble.
"While I appreciate the nap, boys, it won't do you much good," she said with a yawn. "You should have run when you had the chance."
"No," I said. "We're ending this now. Sorry." She cocked her head to the side, but I simply dashed directly at her as I drank from the weak poison bottle. She brought her hands up in defense, but I was already behind her. Before she could turn to defend herself, I'd already stabbed her twice and added 2 stacks of poison. Within a second, she'd taken nearly 1,000 damage.
"Stop that right now, you pathetic human!"
"You are charmed. You take 50 damage. Charm broken." I continued to move as I hit her in the back, eventually damaging her wings to the point they were nearly falling off. She'd taken 3,000 total damage to the 150 I'd taken. With my doubled hit points, I was easily capable of maintaining this exchange.
"Enough!"
she shouted as she threw her hands down again and flames erupted once more. "You receive 150 damage. Half damage from that spell was certainly easier to deal with. Unfortunately for her, she never got another chance to unleash it. She was taking nearly 2,000 damage per second, so the fight was over far more quickly than it had seemed. "You have slain Agrat. You found the source of the disappearances. Quest complete. You receive 10,000 experience." The experience from killing Agrat immediately put Assassin up to level 12, netting me 18 more points in agility. Assassin was looking like it would be my combat go-to as long as I could keep the element of surprise, or we could figure out a way for Zen to stay a distraction. As for the loot, I didn't feel like even looking through it yet. We just gathered everything without looking so we could look through it at HQ later. We made our way back the way we came, and back through the tunnels to the meeting point, telling the thieves waiting there for us where to find their companions, alive and well. We would have brought them, but they would have slowed us down. We needed to get back to civilization as quickly as we could before the side effect of those elixirs hit. After explaining everything to O'Brien, he led us to a room to rest and gave us his word that no thief would touch our belongings or harm us in any way. We were more valuable to the guild as allies. After I recovered from the elixir's weakening effect, I headed back into the main area and was greeted by cheers and applause.
"There's the man of the hour," O'Brien said. "Come have a drink and celebrate. Our men are safe and the sewers are ours again."
"Glad you're in such a good mood, O'Brien, because I'd like to talk business,"